Banking in the West, 2. Situation 2. Mr. Ito and Mr. Jensen continue their discussion about the history of banking in the West.
That's a good way of putting it, Jiro. Banking firms that developed during the 15th and 16th centuries are the direct ancestors of modern commercial banks. I can easily see the need for the development of the banks during that period. Commercial and financial transactions had once again started to become more complex as Europe emerged from the feudal system of the Middle Ages. Weren't many of these early banks goldsmiths in the beginning? Yes, many of them started that way, especially in France and England. But they gradually expanded their activities to handling deposits and loans, issuing and trading bills of exchange, and even issuing their own notes. And, of course, they started the fractional reserve system, which is the central feature of modern banks. When did the idea of central banks get started? Well, the first bank that was partially owned and controlled by a state government was established in Venice in 1587. Other semi-public banks appeared during the next 100 years, including the Bank of England in 1694. But these were really not central banks in the modern sense of the term. It wasn't until the middle of the 19th century that central banks with specific regulatory functions were created.